thank the Lord for the good singing today by everybody, and those guys have a lot of pep. Makes you want to jump in there and join them for the next song they sing. And I appreciate Kevin's testimony, a lot of honor to God. He gave an indirect teaching to all the guys. I don't know if you guys picked it up. Who's supposed to be the first one to say you're sorry? The man. If you want to be the if you want to be a leader, take the lead. See, you have to be able to take the lead in all things, not just in the things that pertain to you. My family and I have had a chance to go to Niagara Falls three times, and it makes a good second, third honeymoon, whatever you want to give a try at, or just go and enjoy the beauty up there. And the last time we went, it was a particularly windy day. And if you've been there, you know how the big Niagara River goes over the falls, hits the bottom, and mist goes up. And if the wind's blowing the right way, that mist gets blown all over the place. And I was thirsty that day. We were going toward the falls, and I noticed we were getting wet when we were still quite a ways away from the falls. And it was very, very refreshing, just the power of nature, you know, giving us a good bath at that point. You know, it reminded me of something the Lord said at a great feast. And he said this, he said, if anybody's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Because if you believe in me, from within will flow a river of living water. And you think of the Niagara River, very powerful, 600,000 gallons going over every second on one part. Can light up 24 million light bulbs, you know. But who can change a life with greater power than God? And Jesus said the refreshment he would give us would be his spirit that he would give us when we would trust him. So God's ability to change your life, very powerful if you look to him and yield to him and turn to him in a simple way. In the scripture today, it says, I'm going to use the screen here for a little bit. It says, keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the direction from the Bible. Okay, keep on being filled. And I'm thinking, how do you keep on doing something? Well, one of the things we keep on doing, Lord willing, is breathing. You know, that oxygen comes in there on a regular basis, sometimes consciously. When we're in trouble and have to work hard, we have to breathe more vigorously and get the strength we need. When we go through hard times, God doesn't leave us comfortless. He'll come and give us himself. Okay? His Spirit will move and be powerful in our lives. So to keep on being filled with God is something the Lord would want us to do, as important as oxygen itself. Someone said, you're either full of God or full of yourself. Okay? And if we all know what it feels like to be full of ourselves. If you don't know what it feels like, ask a friend or a family member or ask your spouse. Have I been full of myself today? You know, they'll let you know. Okay, but God's Spirit says, be filled with him. Be filled with God. And a couple things to put up here on the screen that would help us. One of the things that God says to us throughout the Bible so that we would surrender our lives to him. You think, how many people say this to you in your lifetime? I'd venture to say very few. But God says it to you. Okay, in your experience and in the Bible. He says, I am with you. So no matter where you go, to know that God is with you. He wants to take you to heaven, even when your physical life is over. That is a gift. Just like little Micah Vincent is a gift, Christ would be a gift to you. I am with you. I am for you. God's in your corner. He's rooting you on. He's not against you. I love you. That's an all-the-time thing. I forgive you. God would forgive you before we ask for forgiveness. I will rescue you. I will help you. Trust me. How all those truths are from God talking to us, whether we acknowledge him or not. Be filled with him. Be full of truth from him, and our lives can be changed. There's a motivational speaker who's a Christian man, Zig Ziglar, who, when someone asks him how he's doing, he says, super good and getting better. Now, that's not my personality. If somebody asks me how I'm doing, I'll say, pretty good. and sometimes that'll be as good as it gets. But whether I acknowledge it or not, from who God is in our lives, you know, how does God think of us if we trust Him? Super good and getting better. At least we need His help. We know that much. And so take that truth from God. If you don't know how to turn to God, you turn to Him like you would turn to a friend or turn to the one Creator who you respect greatly and say, hey, would you be my Lord? Remember the conversion verse for Spurgeon. Turn to me and be at peace. Be saved. I am God, there is no other. Please do that. We turn to God's Spirit. He says, be filled with God. Be filled with the Spirit. What does the rest of the passage say? It says, speak to one another. Okay, sometimes when we say, well, a person's filled with God or filled with the Holy Spirit, they're going to be really walking, you know, on cloud nine. They're going to have like a funny look on their face, like glazed eyes. Some real practical things that happen when we're filled with God's Spirit. Number one, speak to one another. Get fellowship. Isolation kills. Friendship builds up. Okay, when you talk to another person, good things happen if God is in your heart. Speak to one another. That's a sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit. How is that going for you? That's hard to do. But God says, I can help you do that. Speak to one another, get built up. There's a true story about a girl named Esther Kim. She was a Korean girl who was captured in World War II, sent to a Japanese prison camp. Japan had taken over part of Korea. She was a sincere believer in the Lord. She knew it was going to be tough. She was put in a cell with another gal who was very down physically and emotionally. Depressed. She just wanted to die. She had enough of prison. Suicidal. Esther Kim started to talk with her a little bit every day. Just a little bit every day. The lady would never respond. Still talk. Day after day, a little bit more, a little bit more. Esther Kim would hold her feet at night because her feet were getting frostbite. She wanted to keep them warm, so she kept the lady healthy like that. Esther Kim would give her portion, rations of food when she saw the lady was down physically. You take my food for today. Here. Okay. By speaking to that lady and reaching out to her, Esther Kim survived. The lady survived. They get out of prison. They have a new life with God. Speak to one another, not just for your own health, but for the health of others. Would you do that? It's part of being filled with His Spirit. Second, Spirit says, worship God and give thanks. Sing and make music in your heart to God. Lloyd Ogilvie was a U.S. Senate chaplain. He said that praise and thanks to God was the language of our soul. You know, how your soul really thrives and your spirit really works well when you're giving thanks and praise to God. I've mentioned before, if you can take an MRI of your brain, scientists have done that, and if you start thanking God or somebody else, or you start praising, your brain starts to work at full capacity. It just brightens up on the MRI screen. Because we were created to honor God, to praise Him like that. And so to be filled with God, worship Him. Come to worship. Make it a high commitment. It was Kevin's parents took him to church every Sunday. You know, hey, we didn't miss except on vacation. That's great. You know, and we didn't make Sunday vacation day. That's a good one. Don't make Sunday your vacation day. It's not like the day that, you know, we'll go to church if we have nothing else to do. Make God number one. Spirit says worship God and give thanks. Hudson Taylor said, I have one passion. That passion is the Lord. Remember the things He said to you. He's passionate about you. Would you be passionate about Him? Last thing in the passage, the Spirit says, submit to one another out of respect for Christ. This is the hard part of being filled with His Spirit. When I was growing up, I know in the 70s, 80s, 90s, maybe today, you could take assertion classes, Assertion's a good thing if you're a little bit shy. It helps you reach out or do something. It turns into self-assertion classes. Okay? Now, the opposite of over-self-assertion is submission to one another. Personally, I don't think most people need self-assertion classes. I think that comes natural. We know how to get, you know, what we want to get, say what we want to say. Someone said the church is overly assertive about everything but the Lord. I don't know if that's, you let the Holy Spirit check you on that. But the Spirit says submit to one another out of respect for Christ. That when you go into a relationship, what can I do to serve this person? What can I do to help this person? What can I do to let this person go first? Totally different from what we're used to, but it's a way of doing what? Having reverence for Christ. A way of respecting the Lord is showing respect for another person. And there's a tribe in West Africa. When they meet each other, I might have mentioned before, they're the Mossi tribe. When they go to another person and they want to show honor to them, they'll go up and they'll put their head on the ground. And they'll say a word that says, my head is in the dirt. And that's their way of saying, I want to, in this relationship, help you in any way possible. You know, it's not a condescending way. It's in a serving kind of way. The same way you would do for a child. How many times have, not that, you know, all the ones who take care of little ones in the church, Jared and Allison, how many times did they get on their knees in the last month? Probably more than the previous year, right? Submit to one another out of respect for Christ. Do that serving. And it'll show a need you have for God when you do that. It'll be a great respect for God. People will be thinking, God has changed that person's life. They don't have to fight for what they want all the time. They have a strength that allows them to submit. I want to get to know that God. Charles Spurgeon said this. He said, I have great needs. You bow down, you're showing you have needs. I have great needs, but he said this, I have a great Messiah. Who's going to help you this week? But the Lord. And hopefully use you to help others. So be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another. Worship and thank God. Submit to one another. Let's close in prayer. Father, work in our lives to be filled with you. We don't want to be filled with ourselves. It's so easy to do that. But to be filled with you. And teach us of you. Help us walk in your ways. And Lord, for anybody here who needs to be at peace with God, would you please be a gift to them today? Might they just say, God is my Lord. Might they be able to say verbally, Jesus is my Lord. And believe it in their heart. In your name we pray. Amen. Before we close, and we'll just sing the first and last verses, everybody together, Vicki, of this song. In your heart, I do want to say this. If you're uncertain about heaven or the forgiveness of sins, no, you cannot be at peace with God by your goodness. It's by God's goodness. Please know that. And would you be able to say in your heart, I don't understand everything about heaven or the Bible or church or anything else, but I know I need Jesus as my Lord. Okay? If you would want to say that in your heart, say that to God. Jesus is my Lord. And please tell somebody else, because God will be big in your life. Okay.
Will you please stand?